tonight for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you in studio here, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
You get to actually control the content of the website as well. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you can just send it on over to freetalklive.com. Go and submit it as show prep. You paste the link in, put a short description of what it is. It can be a link to anything, maybe a YouTube video you think is outrageous or fun or informative, or a news article or blog post, whatever you want to link to. You link to it, appears on the upcoming stories page. It then must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site, and then we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get involved in that. Coming up here, more about China and gun control, since we were asked, we were kind of speculating last hour about what the gun control situation is there. I found out a little bit more information about that. Daryl, you've got some statistics about
yes.
the likelihood of actually dying by firearm, and then also we're going to go to the phones here. Let's start out with Lauren listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Lauren.
How you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight? Clearly? Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, first off, I just want to point out, you know, Obama was out there crying like a little girl. I want to cry like a little girl when he's ordering drone strikes on people, or when he funded Al-Qaeda in Libya and in Syria. I wonder if he cried like a little girl and did the shucky
yes.
dive dance. This is what I can't stand about politicians.
So disingenuous.
Good point. I agree with that, Lauren. I mean, these politicians are absolutely using this tragedy to further their own political ends. And, of course, I was accused of doing the same thing today when I posted to Facebook that, you know, if you want to save your kids, then don't send them to government school. Look, hey, reality is these gun-free zones are basically target practice areas for crazy people.
They should allow people to carry guns, too. I mean, you shouldn't need a permit for it. I mean, if everybody had a gun, I think that America would be a better place. You know,
Lauren,
I mean, home. Hello?
Yep. I'm with you, man. Thank you for the call and thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you look at a place like New Hampshire. I was at the bank today and waiting in line at the bank to get to a teller. The guy in front of me happened to have a firearm on his hip and, you know, was doing business with the bank teller. And, of course, I'm thinking, oh, it's so good to be in New Hampshire.
I know. In some places they would be like, oh, my God. Like,
right,
you could be nowhere near a bank,
out.
And that guy's going to rob a bank.
I remember in Florida, the bank that I went to had a sign on the front saying you couldn't wear a hat or sunglasses into the bank either.
Yeah, most financial institutions say that.
Yeah, but just the idea that somebody's there with a gun standing, you know, on their hip at the bank counter was pretty cool.
And I think the reason for no hat, no sunglasses is more so that the security cameras
right.
can actually get a clear picture of who you are.
Yeah, that's totally what it is.
In case something happens.
But I don't see signage like that
here. Oh, there's this guy, and he's wearing sunglasses.
Right. Yeah. I don't see signage like that here, like at my old bank.
The credit union that I go to
really?
Here in Keene
okay.
has a sign that says that.
They might ask you to take it off in some banks if you you know have that in there, and I get that. But I just don't feel like it's as restrictive here, just in general. Like, people aren't freaking out about a guy with a gun on his hip. You know, I don't have to buzz to get into the bank. I did in Sarasota, Florida. I'd have to buzz.
Well, what do you mean you had to buzz to get into the bank?
I had to buzz. Like, you hit a little buzzer and then stand there at the door before they let you into the bank.
Weird.
So, sort of like ringing a doorbell sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of standard. You know, they press a button behind the counter
yeah.
to unlock the magnetic lock and let you in.
That is really weird.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my experience there. I don't think all banks
I've
are like that.
I've never been to any financial institution where
this
you
bank
had
did get
to
robbed once, so that might be why they put that level of security in place.
Probably.
Anyway, let's go to the statistics, Daryl. You had mentioned these briefly in the last hour. We didn't really get a chance to hear any of them. So what do you got?
Okay, so apparently, according to this picture with words on it, some people would call it a meme, but it's basically, you know, it's a photo with words
yep.
that has statistics stating that the odds of being killed in a school shooting are roughly 1 in 2 million. And then they cite that as coming from NPR in October of 2006.
Okay.
You are 190 times more likely to die in your own bathtub.
Mm. I've worried about that before.
That statistic comes from the National Safety Council.
Mm-hmm.
You are 28 more times more likely to be killed by a bolt of lightning. And that works out to be 1 in 71,601. Mm. 17 times more likely to be executed by the government, or 1 in 44,751, and you are 150 times more likely to be shot to death by a police officer.
Wow.
Which means that 1 out of every 13,259 people are shot to death by a police
officer.
That's pretty
scary, huh? I think that one really puts it into perspective.
Yeah.
Your children... You know, maybe they don't get slaughtered at a school shooting, but maybe when they become a teenager, they'll be shot to death by some cop.
Or executed.
Or executed in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one who's arguing, that I know of, no one who's arguing for more gun control thinks that there should be gun control for police officers.
Yoo-hoo.
They're the ones who are supposed to have guns.
Right. And that's the way it is in China, by the way, where only the state agents are allowed to have firearms. This story from thenews.com.pk. And I don't know where PK is.
Pakistan.
Is it Pakistan? So they talk about China's Ministry of Public Security revealing the following the aforementioned incident at Beijing's Tiananmen Square. What happened was apparently in 1966, children armed with rifles had erroneously shot out a window at the Great Hall of the People at Beijing's Tiananmen Square while trying to hit a sparrow. It was after that that the Chinese government put down very stringent gun control regulations. So not because anyone got shot, but because a window was broken at their wonderful government building, apparently.
Wow, no one even shot their eye out.
Right. A peek through their history shows that they call it an exemplary blanket ban on the sales. So you get an idea where the author is coming from here. This is somebody who really is excited about the idea of gun control. Private manufacture, that's banned. Possession, that's banned. Import, export, both banned of guns and bullets, was introduced back in 1966. China does not allow its civilian population to possess guns today, but despite extremely stringent regulations in this context, the world's most populous nation is still striving to completely curb gun-related crime, which means that even with the most stringent gun regulations, as they have over in China, gun crime is still a problem. Now, they do point out that it is still otherwise quite rare as compared to most developed and underdeveloped nations on the globe. So they're going to make the argument that gun control has worked, in that there isn't, you know, near the amount of gun crime happening there. But then again, wasn't it Michael Moore's own movie, the Bowling for Columbine film, that made the point that despite Canada having far, you know, as many guns or whatever per capita or close to it as the United States, they don't have the same level of violence?
Yeah.
So guns don't necessarily, you know, they're not necessarily equivalent to violence.
Yeah, and people that are reading about really strict gun laws and thinking, yeah, that, you know, that'll show the gun owners. They're obviously thinking of gun owners as people with the intent to harm others.
Mm.
And that just has to come from an ignorance of, or a lack of being around gun owners.
That and just ignoring statistics. I mean, if gun owners were out to harm people, we'd have millions, you know, we'd have hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of incidents every year.
Which leads me to question, why are all these, like, why is it so common to see this bias in the news? And is it possible...
The bias against guns, you mean?
Yeah, and my theory is that a lot of these news agencies are based in cities, and cities really like gun control laws, and I wonder if that has to do with it.
Let's talk a little bit more about that in a moment here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Why does there seem to be an anti-gun bias in news media in this country? You can also bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. Bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our website there completely free. You can enjoy those on us, including the webcam. Watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. The chat room's built into the same page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That, again, is cam.freetalklive.com. And by the way, it's all free.
Under the mistletoe this year, there is only one thing that you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best in handcraft confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need it for your holiday parties, and it's not too late. Go to statelesssweets.com, use coupon code FTL, and you'll save 10% on what are some absolutely outstanding handcrafted candies made without any involvement of the state. Statelesssweets.com. As we continue here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
All right, so we're talking about gun control. There's a piece here from... let's see, it's the New Times, International New Times at thenews.com.pk, that is raving about China's gun control laws while admitting that the Chinese government still has a problem with trying to curb gun-related crime. They do say, however, that gun-related crime is rare in China as compared to most developed and underdeveloped nations across the globe. And they chalk that up to the pretty stringent rules they've had on gun control there for several decades. And so let's talk a little bit more about what exactly they've got going on there. Weapons can only be used by Chinese law enforcement agencies, military and paramilitary personnel entrusted with the tasks of guarding sensitive army installations, storage facilities, scientific research institutions, ammunition depots, and key financial institutions. In fact, Gene, who is the Christian anarchist caller on this show for a number of years, he has gone to China on a regular basis, at least once or twice a year, every single year. His wife has family there. And I believe it was his observation that the police officers in China actually don't carry a firearm.
Huh.
Which is pretty interesting. Yeah. However, according to the story here, non-individual entities comprising civilians are allowed to possess guns to promote hunting and other sports. As the Asian Times wrote in 2010, the government has green-lighted shooting clubs in some cities, and businessmen are turning to hunting as a leisure activity. Possessing a gun, however, in China can yield a 3-year prison sentence, while perpetrators of gun crimes are often executed. According to the official history of the Chinese Ministry of Public Security, the government had also cracked down harder on gun ownership after the 1989 pro-democracy demonstrations. Remember Tank Man, the guy standing in front in Tiananmen Square of the tanks? They cracked down after that. Moreover, the Chinese government has periodically been hosting rallies for quite a long time now, where citizens are encouraged to surrender guns in exchange for cash, which is something that governments here in this country do.
Sounds very similar to programs in Detroit and New Jersey.
In the words of the Ministry of Public Security, quote, one six-month campaign in 2008 had netted 79,000 guns, 1.8 million replica guns, and 5.75 million bullets. So, despite all of the gun control measures present in China, a six-month gun buyback campaign netted 79,000 guns being turned in, which, of course, makes you wonder how many guns are still out there. Because not everybody goes and turns in their guns at gun buyback programs.
Well, in a nation of, what, a little over 1 billion people, I'm guessing that there are more than 79,000 guns currently being possessed.
Well, I'm curious... Because the information that we have to go on, is most of it's government information.
Correct.
Anyway, so I just wonder how honest the Chinese government is on reporting back what their statistics are on, you know, violent crime.
Right, yeah, they have no reason to be honest about it, and that's a great point. So maybe gun crime is happening more often than the government would like you to believe in China.
I mean, it's hard for me to believe that it would be that difficult to get your hands on a gun in China.
Well, if you want to get a gun, usually you can get one. It just depends on who you know, right? Like, in places in which guns are prohibited here in this country, it's possible to get a gun. You just have to know the right people. And so those with the motivation, which, of course, is usually the criminal element, those with the motivation to get guns are able to get them, which is why these gun control measures don't work. And that's why they don't stop psychos from going to government schools and blasting them up, even in cities in which there's total gun control, because you can get a gun if you want to get a gun.
And I've seen statistics in the past that stated something around less than 1/10 of 1% of all legally owned and legally purchased firearms are ever used in the commission of a crime.
Less than one-tenth of 1%?
Yes.
It's pretty good. And of course, there's a lot of statistics, but they're never promoted in the media about how many times guns are used to prevent crimes.
Yes.
To stop a robbery, to stop a shooting, to stop, you know, something from happening that could injure another human being. In fact, that brings us to the question you'd asked before we went to the last break, Allie, which was, you know, why is it that the mainstream media appears in this country to be really concerned about guns, that they're kind of anti-gun, right? Was that your question?
I think that they are. And my theory was that a lot of these news outlets we depend on for stories are, you know, coming from cities, and cities are really bad about enacting lots of, gun control laws.
It's that liberal media bias.
And the thing about gun control law, it's not that the, you know, people in media are bad or evil. They're probably just law-abiding people, and everyone they know is pretty much law-abiding, and they know that they're not allowed to have guns. So they don't know anyone with a gun.
Well, I don't know if it's true that the media people are law abiding. There's plenty of people in media that smoke pot, for
That's
instance.
That's true.
So why they don't understand? You know, you look on one hand, somebody that supports gun control might support the end of prohibition. They might have that kind of cross understanding or misunderstanding on those issues, which is why Michael Dean's movie Guns and Weed is so brilliant, because it helps bring people together who, on one hand, you know, conservatives might be able to see that guns should be legal but not weed. A liberal might be able to see that weed should be legal but not guns. And it really shows pretty clearly that both of those groups are suffering from the same trauma. That is, that something they think is valuable, something they think is important, is being prohibited to some extent by the government. And that's really tragic.
It's true. I think that's it's a great movie. I've seen it, and I was, like, cracking up watching it. And I was sort of on the same. I was already woken up before I watched it. But I think that it's genius to take these two different groups, and they're, you know, in Guns and Weed, it just sounds like, what is that?
And there's brilliant use of satire in that movie as well.
Exactly. So prohibition isn't going to solve your problem. It's not. Prohibition of guns is not going to end gun violence in the same way that prohibition of cannabis hasn't stopped people from getting high. So you need to just let people be free, and that's why we're seeing a lot of the problems we're seeing. But I think that the reason on the media, as far as it, you know, it's anti, tends to have an anti-gun bias, is a lot of the people that work in media come from academia. You know, they've been trained at government schools. They've learned the ropes, in a lot of cases, at a government college. And most of those places are very anti-weapons and very openly anti-weapons and preach that. More coming up. You can take control. Share your thoughts at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that we share with you there. The mobile site is one of them. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. One of those will fit your internet connection speed. And all of them are free, so go to m.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there as we go to Mark Edge on the line from his day off.
That's right. I'm calling in. I just wanted to do the live read for Mortgage Minute Guy. I think a lot of people don't know that you can get a mortgage at 2.5% on a fixed 15-year fixed mortgage. It's the lowest rate you're likely to see any time in your lifetime. And we've been talking about that for years. The lowest rates you've ever seen, but they just keep going down. And at 2.5%, if you've got a loan that's a percentage point higher than that, it's a good idea to refi down to a 2.5% 15-year fixed.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. A $150,000 payment would be $1,000 a month. And the politicians are talking about this fiscal cliff coming up, so the mortgage interest deduction might not be there anymore. You can go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. You can that's their website. Answer their three-question application, or you can call them at their toll-free number. They do loans in all 50 states. That toll-free number is 866-288-0088. Again, it's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, Benny. Anything else you want to say?
No, I got it. Thanks, man.
I want to say hi, Mark.
Have a good night, Mark.
I'm so glad to hear that you're back in town.
I know. I missed you.
It's wonderful. All right, Mark. See you soon. Thanks. All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about the media and why it is that they have seemingly this anti gun bias. You said liberal media earlier, Daryl, but that was kind of tongue-in-cheek, right? Like
That was very tongue-in-cheek.
You don't really believe it's a liberal media, do you?
No.
No, it's a
statist
media. Right, it's a media that has a very pro-state belief system, and in that pro-state belief system, there's the Fox News, which has the righty kind of bias, and there's the MSNBC, which has the lefty bias, and I don't know what CNN is these days, but there's...
Lumping all of them in together and just calling it PMSNBCNN.
That's cute. Nice.
So,
and you guys have sort of gone through this before on the show, but where does that come from? And what I understand it to be is that the government has access to a lot of information, which is very relevant to us because the government has coercive power over us. So we need to know what they're planning on doing next with it. And obviously the media wants to know too. And the way that they can get access to that information is basically by being cronies for the government.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they feel special, too, because when you're working for the news media and the politicians are made out to be these kind of, not quite gods, but the special people who deign certain things to be important. And, you know, if they're giving you their time, then you feel important. Oh, I've got an interview with Senator so-and-so.
Well, and I'm sure you remember back in, 2008 when Chris Matthews, I don't even think he actually got to meet Barack Obama, but he was in the same room and said on the air that he had tingles going down his leg.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, maybe he peed himself. But you're right. I mean, that's the attitude of these people. Like, the politicians, the higher ranking they are, the more royal they are treated. And if you watch, like, a presidential inauguration, you'll hear them talk about, oh, and look at what they're wearing, as though they're like the royal couple or something like that.
Or, like, they're outside of the Oscars or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you wearing?
Yeah, definitely.
Who are you wearing, Allie? Who are you wearing?
Right now I'm wearing Goodwill.
Looks pretty good for Goodwill, I have
Thanks.
To say. But that's the mentality, is that these people have there's something special, they're different, they're America's royalty, and we must treat them, you know, in that way. So they'll keep sending us information and giving us information. And it stems from being educated in government schools, because in government schools, you're taught that government is important, and it's, you know, the people that are elected, you know, they're special, and they help people and all that. And this is, pounded into you. And then if you go on to get a journalism degree, then it's pounded into you even further at government-operated colleges. I mean, this is
maybe at the university level. I never really – and, of course, I majored in mass comm at a junior college, but the mass comm department and the journalism department were very tight-knit and had the same academic advisor.
You're saying you didn't have that experience there?
And it was totally not that experience.
Yeah, I can't say that there was much of it at my junior college as well, and so maybe it is.
That's why I said maybe at the university level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely there. I mean, it's pretty well known that colleges are very pro-state. I mean, the message that you receive in social studies classes or whatever they're called, history, things like that, almost always biased towards the state. Economics, biased towards the state. So with Keynesian economics, for instance, as opposed to Austrian economics being taught at most colleges. And so it's just they just pound it down. And so it's no surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise that when somebody gets into the workforce, you know, they're working for whatever media company they get started with, that they've got that bias. And then, of course, they're coming into a workplace where that bias probably already exists. So it's just reinforced all over the place.
Yeah, and it's kind of impossible to blame statists for being statists when, you know, the people writing, like you're saying, the people who are writing the news went to these public schools just like we did, and were told all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's been so difficult for me trying to relearn history. They made me hate history.
Oh, they did that to me as well.
I actually love history.
Did you love it in school, when you were in school?
Yes.
Okay, I did.
And
I thought it was
always,
a boring class.
For me, it's been a thing of what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know this is what they're telling me, but what really happened?
Investigative history.
Yes.
Nice.
There's another factor that that makes the state have a pro-state, or excuse me, that makes the media have a pro-state bias, and that is the licensing factor.
Yes.
So you've got radio licensees out there on Free Talk Live. We've got over 100 stations. They're all licensed stations. We've got other stations that carry the show that are not licensed stations, like Liberty 94.3 here in Keene, and you know, other heroic stations across the country. There's one in Oklahoma City that's on the FM band there as well. And the licensing factor keeps people in line. Because if they are being, if a media owner is told that, well, you can have a license so long as you do what we say you have to do, so long as you have a certain percentage of your airtime that is a public benefit component. I mean, there are certain things that they have to do, and usually what they do is they chuck all that stuff in the 6 a.m. Sunday time slot so as few people hear it as possible. But still, there's a level of control there that's involved where the FCC can come down on a station if they're perceived as doing something that is inappropriate, and they can sue, you know, they can fine them, and they can pull, ultimately they can pull their license if they want to.
Well, and one step below licensing, and this is something that me and you, I think, both experienced earlier this week with the court systems.
Mm-hmm.
They have New Hampshire Institute's January 1st, where media organizations, right now it's being called, what, voluntary registration?
That's right.
But Massachusetts already has it to where it's mandatory.
Right.
And I have actually filed papers to be officially recognized as a media organization in the state of Massachusetts so that next month I can actually get a camera into their court building to film your trial.
Appreciate you doing that.
You are a big paper filer. You've filed lots of motions towards the government, and
yes.
I'm curious, like, how, like, the genuinely, I'm not, I don't know, like, how is that going? Do they respond to you?
You mean, like, not Freedom of Information requests?
Well, I filed two FOIA requests here with the city of Keene. The first one, I requested all documentation related to a lawsuit that I had against the city, and just a couple of days ago, I requested all financial records related to that, and I can give you more details of other motions.
I just want to know if it works,
then.
It works sometimes, depending on what you ask for. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case. So the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. And that website is freetalklive.com. Now, the site is free, so you don't have to sign up for some kind of membership fee. There's no requirement that you put in a credit card number to get on our site. You can just go and download a bunch of archives and get interactive on the forum, the chat room, watch the webcam. There's so many features there. It's actually a pretty extensive site, and it's all free. Freetalklive.com. Go ahead and enjoy that. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. We will take the $5 a month that the AMP program costs. We'll invest that money into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast forum, and more. Go get signed up. It makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend money on an attorney? I know what it's like. HowToWinInCourt.com is your solution. It's the course for people who don't have an attorney, or maybe you just don't want an attorney. Or maybe you actually have an attorney and you want to make sure you're getting your money's worth. HowToWinInCourt.com can help you with all this because it will help you be more informed. It teaches you the court's rules. And until you know those rules, you might as well be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's the new and improved jurisdictionary course. Now you can go and get it at howtowinincourt.com, and it's written so the average eighth grader can learn it all over a weekend. It's a brand new website. It's got all kinds of free tools. Go there, enjoy the free features, and buy the course. It costs you less than an hour with any good attorney. howtowinincourt.com. And Allie, you had just asked Daryl a moment ago about some of his, some of them court-related filings, but others freedom of information requests. You were asking him.
I've never like tried to get any paperwork out of the government.
What level of success have you had, Daryl, at doing this?
Well, on the lawsuit where I had actually sued the city because a couple of bureaucrats came in, disturbed my sleep 2.5 hours after I fell asleep, and I actually believe that it was an invalid warrant, and you're still dealing with some stuff on that. as my landlord. Yes. And so I filed a FOIA request, actually asking for all documentation and all correspondence between the bureaucrats, the city attorney, and the attorney that the city actually went out and hired. And I was told that all correspondence with the attorney that they hired was protected under attorney-client privilege.
But they did give you some of the other documents.
They did give me access to where I could review the 120 pages of documentation that was basically bureaucrat-to-bureaucrat correspondence. And I went out and looked at that. Some of it was a little funny, where they mentioned one thing that was mailed to you they didn't want to mail certified because they knew that you would refuse it, so they just mailed it on regular letterhead, put it in a generic City of Keene envelope, and that way, haha, we got you.
I thought that when they have to serve you with something, that they have to get it to you, and so that's one of the reasons why they do certified mail. It's like a $9 service to send a letter certified. Last time I checked, and that was a few years ago, maybe even more expensive now. But when you get a certified mail, you can refuse it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to sign for it. And so I thought if I would refuse certified mail, that would mean they'd have to actually like serve me in hand. That they'd have to get the sheriff's department to do it. And it turns out they don't actually have to. That if they try to serve you in a couple different ways and it fails, they can just move ahead without you knowing about it. They can basically move ahead with prosecuting you in absentia. Mm-hmm. So I may not, I don't know if I'm going to continue refusing certified mail because I had a certified mail come in recently from the fire department. I refused it, and that's when I learned that they could just go ahead and move against me without my knowledge at that point. So I feel like, well, I'd rather know they're going to do something to me than
right.
So maybe I'm going to rethink that strategy.
And the reason that I filed that Freedom of Information Act, I didn't really want to read all 120 pages of correspondence. I really just wanted to find out how much the city paid to avoid giving me an apology.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I filed a separate FOIA request, which in New Hampshire is called a 91A request, because that's the code of the RSA, I believe, that deals with right to know. So I filed a 91A, and I actually took this down in person and gave it to the assistant city clerk who deals with this and told him, I said, I wanted this information with the first one, but I guess I wasn't specific enough. And I'm just trying to find out how much the city paid to a lawyer instead of giving me an apology.
Right, because they hired a lawyer just specifically for your request for an apology, right?
Yes. And I told him, I said,
if
bureaucrats would be nice, then there never would have been a lawsuit. You wouldn't have to be doing extra paperwork. And he said, sounds reasonable to me. And I got something in the mail today acknowledging that he did, in fact, receive it, and that it would take some time to find and gather all of the information that I requested.
It probably would take some time.
Yes.
And you're not the only one probably requesting things of them as well.
Right.
So
especially from the financial department. And who knows how long it takes for the financial department to get their stuff together. And I filed some court motions for a hearing that I had.
Sometimes those get heard, sometimes they don't. You filed one motion, and the judge basically blew it off in court. The video, by the way, from your trial is up. Folks can go and see Daryl on trial for no unregistered vehicle.
Unregistered vehicle.
That trial video is part of your article at freekeen.com. The article is called
Victory in Defeat.
Victory in Defeat. It's right there at freekeen.com. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll see Daryl's article. And then if you click the article, it'll bring the full version of it up. And at the very bottom is the full trial, the unedited trial video. Although I did edit one part of it. The trial video itself is unedited. The very first 5 seconds, there's a story behind that that should be told. So we're in court. And we've probably got 7 or 8 people. This is Newport, New Hampshire. I don't think I mentioned this on the air the other day when I briefly summarized what went down. But we were the only people in the entire courthouse, in addition to the judge,
bureaucrats,
two security officers, and whatever clerks were
the bailiff. There was one bailiff that was actually in the courtroom.
That guy was also up front, though.
Yes.
So there were two bailiffs on duty in the building. There was one judge and then a couple of clerks in the clerk's office and the trooper that was prosecuting you. And then there were about seven or eight liberty activists that had come out.
Seven activists plus me.
Okay.
For the trial.
And so when they came out initially into the courtroom, there was the typical all rise, and no one stood, of course, for the judge, because that's
the
way
the trooper and the court clerk stood.
Okay. None of the activists, thank you. No one in the audience stood for the judge. And that was when the judge then instructed us that there would only be one camera allowed to record, which is his purview. I mean, judges kind of control their courtrooms, and they are all different, and
there were
no consistency.
Three people that had cameras and had filed motions to record.
Right.
Everyone talks about how government's, like, required to do these things if you just follow their guidelines. And no, they're not. They're not required to do anything.
That's true. The number one rule of district court in New Hampshire, at least, is that the rules can be waived at any time by a judge. But it is part in their rule saying that they can restrict cameras to only one. But just a few days earlier, we were in a different district court where more than one camera was allowed. So it just totally depends on the judge and their mood and whatever. In this case, this judge wanted to exert some control, and he wanted to tell us all, you can only have one camera, and then you have to share the footage. You have to what's called pool the footage. So he decided he was going to call a recess and leave for a few minutes while we figured out who was going to record. And when the recess was called, I believe they did say all rise when he left the room.
He said all rise when he left the room.
Of course, no one in the audience stood at that time. Then we decided that I would go ahead and be the one camera that would record. And then when the judge came back in, the bailiff did not say all rise. And in fact, you said, and I didn't realize this at the time.
I heard the judge say to the bailiff, they were very close to one another, so it was sort of a muffled whisper, said, all rise.
The bailiff did not say all rise. Yeah, I heard that happen, and I was looking at the bailiff, and I didn't see him speak it, so I figured it must have been someone else, and I didn't realize it was the actual judge, so that was kind of a shock
to find out. That's so perfect, because you threw them off. He's like, I'm not going to say it if they're just going to defy me, I can't do anything about them not doing it.
Right.
And the judge is like, they're supposed to be standing when I walk in.
I don't know if it's because I filed a motion that was titled, Motion to Refrain from the Threat of Physical Force to Demand Respect.
Which he did not rule on. I think it was just because they knew we weren't going to stand, so better just keep it quiet and just go on with the trial shenanigans. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Hour number three is on the way. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Allie's got a story about a judge and his opinion about rape. It's Free Talk Live.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.